You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, we are back from the summer holidays. What have you been up to, people? Let me know. In the meantime, what's been happening over the summer? Same as last summer, really. Bit of Oasis. In the chair and loving it. Start season six as well. Who would have thought when I started this 5 years ago that we would be getting to a season six? But here we are, and I'm glad to have you with me. Maybe you could bring a few of your friends next time. Why not? Let's make it a party. Right, what have we missed over the summer? Let me know. I think you were going to play a game, weren't you? You were going to listen to the Britpop show Summer Exotic and then let me know. So do that, please. Just write in or notify us or, you know, at the Britpop show on Twitter. Just let me know where, preferably somewhere super exotic, you were listening to the Britpop show, and I might even be able to find you on the map. In the meantime, over the summer, just at the back end of August, we missed 30 years of the anniversary since this banger of an album from a Swedish band. How can they be Britpop? Well, of course they're Britpop. It's the Wannadies.
To be everything, I have at least a million dreams. I want to be a football star and play left-handed guitar. I want a place for me and you. Trio's big enough for two. 'Cause in my dreams you always seem to be a girl, sweet as
Yeah.
one album. Be a girl. Why not, eh? Right, so we're moving on to another 30-year anniversary. It's The Charlatans, and it's 30 years since their fourth album, so they've been around a while. The eponymous The Charlatans, and this was from it, Just Looking. Back in the chair, and we've had a request from Warren. He says, Warren's happy that the British Britpop show is back. He's happy to hear a bit of more Britpop on the airwaves. And he's requested National Express by the Divine Comedy just because it always raises a smile, and it genuinely does. Great request, love playing that one. We've also had a request from Brian, but it's a weird request because what he said was, I'm always picking songs, why don't you choose one for me? Something I've not heard of, which fits the bill for this next song because I don't think enough of you have heard of JJ72. And by a complete coincidence, it's now 25 years since they released their debut album in 2000. Really on the cusp of Britpop, we're going to play it anyway because, like I say, not enough of you know of them. This is October Swimmer.
Yeah.
Now, how big a band do you have to be to get somebody, an author, come to you and say, look, I really want to use the lyrics of your song in my book, please? This has got to be a big band like Coldplay or something like that, right? No, it's Electricity. So there's a dude called Mark Goodall. He's an author, and he wrote to Electricity and said he wanted to use their lyrics for Lost in Space. He said, I hope you're doing well. I wanted to reach out with some exciting news. After multiple edits and a lot of hard work, my dystopian, apocalyptic, dark comedy thriller novel, I think that's just about every box ticked, is finally being released on 25th of August 2025. So it's out there now, guys. It's Mark Goodall. And he says, I can't begin to express how grateful I am for your generosity in allowing me to use the lyrics from Lost in Space in the book. Your kindness really meant the world to me. They are kind guys, the fellas from Electricity. He says, it really meant the world to me. The lyrics fit the scene absolutely perfectly. So if you want to know that's about, go and buy Mark Goodall's book that came out on the 25th of August 2025 and let me know where in that book the lyrics of Lost in Space are. And if you can't remember what the lyrics of Lost in Space are, here's a reminder. Tell me. Come on, don't try and hide it. You've missed us, really. Right, because well, not least because, you know, we're playing some pretty decent music tonight, I think, but also because of the fact that I let you know what's coming up in terms of gigs. And Suede are doing a tour. Their new album, I think, is out pretty soon. It's called Antidepressants. Sounds a cheery one. But then their UK tour starts on the 30th of January in Folkestone. Then it goes Portsmouth, Bristol, Guildford, Edinburgh, Liverpool, York, Lincoln, Norwich, Cambridge, Sheffield, Newcastle, Coventry, Bath, Nottingham, Southend and Brighton, ending on the 21st of February. And usually January, February, there's not a great deal to do. So you might as well go to a gig by Suede. And let's play a song, could actually be their best song off their best album, but doesn't necessarily mean it's their best ever song, if you follow that. Here's Beautiful Ones.
Back to the 90s.
She's a wicked girl, worst in all the world. A mystery lies in her. She spends her days in a violent rage. Try as I might, I love her every time. Left behind, shivers like a leaf.
shape, love drug messes with my mind. With my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love drug messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love drug messes with your mind.
Turns out if you're trying to message the studio, we might not actually be getting too many of the messages. But I've had a message from Brian who says, "Greetings, David. I hope you enjoyed your break. How about something from the Happy Mondays? Are they Britpop? Not according to Google AI, but I think I've heard you play them. There's a lot that I've played that are not Britpop, but I'm going to play it anyway. I always do. I played JJ72. Come on. So here's a bit of Step On. Happy Mondays with some of the worst whistling ever to feature on any song. That was terrible, wasn't it? Right, Gene are back and they're playing three dates that are sold out, but then some others. So 28th of September, they're playing Leeds. Then they're playing Sheffield, 2nd of October, 4th of October, London. All sold out. But if you can wait until next year, they're doing Nottingham on the 5th of March. Then they go Glasgow, Bristol, Dublin and Manchester. So it's about time I reminded you what Gene are all about.
Saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot, blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot.
I laid my plans in solid rock.
Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday.
You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll another, write another song like Jimmy heard the day by the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la.
Sipped another rum and coke, told a dirty joke.
Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with a cigarette, buns walked in.
I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night of star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day.
Oh,
hits from the 1990s.
few gremlins in the works at the start of that song. Apologies for that. I think it's just the play button must be a bit rusty. Read a message from Mark. He says, "Evening, David. Welcome back. Just where has the summer gone? I liked hearing National Express. It transported me back to my hiking days. In my youth, I had to take the National Express from London to Sheffield before starting the Pennine Way. No trains due to a national strike. Those were pre-Britbop days. How about a bit of dodgy if you can squeeze them in?" We can squeeze them in. And before we do that, because you've mentioned Sheffield, we can play a bit of Sheffield's Finest.
You better hit her. She said, should breathe an easy pulse, filling the pages on tomorrow's yet to be. Well, life is changing slowly within inside me. Hope grows the way that it should be if we are really going to see. The way that it should be. Seamlessly endless nights of summer passing slow. The world surrounds me getting smaller, homegrown.
Time for one last message from Helen. She says, the kids are heading back to school and the Britpop show is back. Much as I love the summer, it's nice to return to a bit of normality. I'm going to leave you with Pulp. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side. I'm off for a curry.
Now if you can stand, I would like to take you by the hand, yeah, and go for a walk. Get out of this place before they tell us that we've just died. And it's nearly done. If they knock down this place, it is still look much better than. Oh,
get through.